You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, joined online today by meteorologist Caleb Cravens. And today is the 31st of March, 2021. Hi, Caleb.
Hi, Joe.
Well, as we come to a close here on a wild month of March, what can we say about this month here?
I think that's a good way to describe it. It has been pretty wild. And I would add that it's been wet. It's been a pretty active weather pattern as far as March goes. Looking at the data here, our preliminary numbers for the month, every day observed a measurable rainfall or snow. So that's pretty impressive. It's definitely been a wet one out there. It's been wet and it's been slightly below normal as far as temperatures go. Looking at the over the month, our average high was around 38 degrees with an average low around 29. That max temperature is slightly near normal, but the lows, the overnight lows around 29 is slightly below.
And then just recently, we had some clear weather over the weekend with Sunday. It brought with it some pretty big winds in this area. Did you see that throughout Southeast?
Yeah, so it was mainly across the whole southern panhandle, which for Petersburg, it seems that we typically see lighter winds. So that was impressive that there was gusty conditions out there. I would say today you guys are also seeing some pretty gusty conditions out there, out in Frederick Sound and Sumner Strait areas too.
Okay, so yeah, what's in the near term? What are we looking for the rest of the week?
Yeah, okay, so today we have a front moving through, you know, these continued rain. And it is rain. Temperatures have warmed above freezing, so we're expecting all rain. It's starting to get that time of year where we're seeing less snow and more rain with these things. But this front's going to continue to move through, and just we're going to stay in this kind of wet pattern, unfortunately. We have another low that moves through on Friday. We'll see some snow mixing with rain over the nighttime periods, but looks like, cross your fingers, by this weekend we'll actually see a nice break where things can dry out. Saturday looks better than Sunday, but the overall trend is a drying trend through the weekend. So that gives something to look forward to. As far as temperatures go, we're looking around near normal. We're going to slowly start seeing a warming trend as we go into April. Upper 30s to low 40s with overnight lows in the upper 20s to low 30s.
All right. And you mentioned warming up for the month of April. And anything else to say about what's coming up?
You know, just looking at things pretty quickly for April, Climate Prediction Center is going slightly below normal for the average temperatures. For what we've been dealing with, it's a warming trend for us. But what typical April temperatures look like, they are forecasting slightly below. But, you know, with the seeing the low 40s, that's going to be a warming trend for us compared to what we have been seeing. As far as precip goes, they're showing equal chances of above or normal for precip. So they're not really seeing any clear indicators whether we're going to have above normal or below normal. I can say with the pattern we're looking at right now, the near term, 8 to 14 days out, we are seeing wetter conditions. So a little wet, I would say, going into April.
All right. Thanks for the time, Caleb. We'll talk to you or someone else next Wednesday.
Thanks, Joe.